Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today, and it's my birthday. So a lot to cover in the economy, a lot to cover with everything that's going on right now, and this video is going to have everything in it. So first things first, you're starting to see in Los Angeles, you're starting to see office buildings that are going to be ripped down because they cannot afford the taxes on them, they cannot afford the payments, and they're going to be removed. Now, outside of the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York, there is an office building that was 61 floors that was going to be built. Not anymore. Canceled the construction of it because of the fact that there was a hotel right down the street ripped down, and they're the Hotel Pennsylvania. They're like, wait a second, this is closing, that's closing. How are we going to rent this out? The CRE, commercial real estate disaster that's unfolding before our eyes is going live. And I'm telling you this, guys, I cannot wait. This week, I'm going to go out with Doug and we're going to film some foreclosures because it's getting busier by the week right now. So there's that. Sheila wrote me. And Sheila said, Dan, you know, you were talking about all the excess fees that were going, you know, added onto our bills right now. How about the electric bill? And she sent me a copy of it. And I have to read this to you because it's so crazy. Here's everything extra that was added onto her bill. Customer account charge, $2.24. Delivery service charge, $45. Environmental benefits, $5. Federal environmental fee, 21 cents. System benefits charge, $4.76. Power supply adjustment, $41. I mean, it's just crazy. There's dozens of these. Metering, watering metering, billing, you know, generation of electricity. That's the real electricity charge. And that was $137. When you add it up, her bill's $259. But look at all those charges, guys. This is crazy that we're living through this right now. And we're seeing everything getting charged to us like we've never seen before. And going out to dinner, people are writing me left and right telling me, Dan, there's just too much. You know, Bill sent me something also about the surveys. You know, there's a real problem right now with all the scammers that are coming out and they are, doing QR codes and things like that. Hey, we need to verify your account. Well, you have to be leery of the surveys and different things that people are asking for right now, because as you get into these things and you click on those, they steal all your data. So Bill wanted to make sure that people were really leery of that. Now, in Orange County, California, this is crazy. Think about this one, guys, because this just blew me away. A man gets arrested for impersonating a doctor, does jail time, okay? And Elias Saviano, he goes out, gets out of jail, and 2 weeks out of jail, impersonates a doctor again to do Botox and to do, you know, injections, tries to get himself a salon stall at a Phoenix salon in Orange County, California, and gets arrested impersonating a doctor. Is that crazy? Ladies, who's putting this stuff in your face? Seriously. I mean, oh, it's just Botox, Dan. Anybody can do it. Okay, right. Well, this guy's not a doctor and he got arrested. How about this? When they start doing the due diligence, the guy gave fake medical records, the story from the Orange County Registers below, but this guy was clearly impersonating a doctor and acting like he had medical credentials to rent the facility and used it under a fake name. So I get a kick out of this one. The average home insurance in the United States for a $250,000 house is up to $1,742, the highest it's ever been. How many of you have a $250,000 house out there? Seriously. I don't know of anybody that's got a property that's worth $250,000 anywhere. And they're trying to say, yes, it's out of control. What happens when you have a property that's $500,000, $800,000, $1 million. These people aren't paying $1,700. They're paying $9,000, $12,000, $16,000 for homeowners insurance. You're going to see people have to give properties back to the bank like you've never seen before because of the fact that there is so many issues right now when it comes to the insurance. If you are moving, if you are buying a house, you know anybody that's in escrow, they better get their insurance worked out long before escrow closes. Get those quotes, get it verified that the insurance company is even going to write those policies for those amounts. So let me know if you're seeing anything crazy like this, because I don't, every time I talk about this, there are no $250,000 properties in the United States right now that I know of. Unless you, if you live in one, God bless you, but I don't know where they're at, and I don't know where you can find these. So let me know, guys. Let us all know, because I'm really curious. Let's talk about our sponsor, Ageless Multicollagen. You know, think about this. When we are in our 20s, we have an abundance of collagen running through our bodies. As we get older and we get crepey skin and we start to have our hair problems, there's something you can do about that. And you can take Ageless Multicollagen from BioTrust. You can save over 50% off the regular price by going to healthwithdan.com. And again, BioTrust has shipped over 15 million products. You need collagen for your hair health, your nail health, your gut health. You know, for me, it's made just a huge, huge difference with my skin and with my joint pain. Take a look at it today, but go to healthwithdan.com and save yourself quite a bit off the regular price. You know, think about this. 5 different types of collagen from 4 premium sources. Check it out today. It's 10 grams of biopeptide. I put 1 scoop in my coffee every morning. I've used it now for 6 months. It's made a huge, huge difference with me. Check it out today, but go to healthwithdan.com and get yourself some Ageless Multicollagen. This is the beginning of a huge fine. Mark my words on this one. We heard about TurboTax earlier this year, where they got in huge trouble for telling people everything was free to file your tax return, when in fact it was not. And it was such a small segment of the society that made very little money could get a free tax return filing. Well, even worse than that is H&R Block. They had a Federal Trade Commission filing on Friday, which will lead to a fine that they're going to get in trouble for, saying that they use deceptive advertising. And in their fine print, oh yeah, by the way, this is not free for you if you have deductions, if you have anything that requires anybody to earn any, you know, real money, or you have any business deductions or mortgage deductions or anything like that. So H&R Block, get ready for them to get their brains fined out for this. But you know, has anybody used these services and then went there and then were disappointed? My son tried H&R Block last year and ended up calling a family member because he didn't want to call me because he was so upset with what they wanted to charge him for this. Now, the thing about this is H&R Block is incredibly expensive right now. And people go out and they get desperate for the money and they want to, you know, they want an advance on their tax return. That loan is incredibly expensive. It's not an inexpensive loan by any means when you get that. So people go out and they borrow that money, get their tax return a few weeks earlier. I'm telling you this right now, I've had people that have filed their taxes and they've gotten their money in a week, guys. 1 week is, you know, if you can't wait a week for your money, you have bigger financial problems than getting your tax refund. So many people have written me about all these expenses and all these problems with student loan debt when we talked about that. This is ridiculous, guys, okay? You have to look at this for what it is. People went out and borrowed too much money with the hopes that they were going to, you know, some lived on the money. You know, we've talked about this over the last 6 months where people actually borrowed the money and used it for car loans and for other things and never used it for student loan debt. And now they have to pay and now they're upset about this. Well, guys, enough is enough, guys. It's time to pay up, but people are completely upside down. There's a story below where a guy's got $248,000 in debt, student loan debt, personal loan debt, everything, and the guy makes 48 grand a year. He will never, ever, 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 ever pay that off unless he wins the lottery or gets a $1 million jackpot at a casino. It's just not going to happen, guys. So the problem with this is that people don't want to budget. People don't want to sacrifice right now. And every single person that's gotten successful, I'm telling you, Until they got there, they went with very little. You have to remember that. Live frugally, guys. Live frugally. As I sit there and, you know, as I have another birthday, I'm just sitting there trying to figure out, I really don't spend a lot of money and waste money on anything right now. And it's a great way to live, you know. Kids have a good life. I have a good life. But man, don't piss your money away, okay? And don't borrow money that you can't pay back. You'd rather be debt-free than owe anybody anything. Remember that. One thing that people are furious about right now is when they go shopping, there are errors on their receipts when they get home. Now, I, for one, guys, look at this stuff while you're there. Aldi, the store chain, has had a problem recently, and Marnie said this is the third time. She has there's a link below to a video that she made where they've added things, double and triple charging for the same item, just randomly when they ring things up. And she wants to know if this is a problem, if anybody else has seen this. So there's that. Next thing is people have written me about Chase Bank. Chase Bank is on a rampage closing people's checking accounts right now. And the main reason that they're closing them, think about this, inactivity of your checking account, suspicion of fraud, over the limit fees, credit score drops. If you don't think that they're watching us right now, if you don't think you're having trouble financially and they're not going to maybe close your account, you're kidding yourself. Delinquency or having too much debt. If they think that you have too much debt, they will close your checking account. How crazy is that right now? Think about that. Think of the math on that and how unfair that is. But multiple people have written me about Chase Bank. You guys get this? It's starting to brew. It's starting to percolate, and you have to have multiple places. Now, I am a huge fan. We've talked about credit unions. We've talked about additional places to put your money to where it's safe, but make sure you have cash on hand. These banks are going to shut down, and then they're going to close and tell us that, oh, well, we told you this was going to happen. There's going to be more and more problems right now. Now, the worst one that I have to talk about is, remember, right at the first of the year, we talked about how there were people that were they had all these cyber attacks with the mortgage companies. The biggest one was Mr. Cooper, which I still think is the world's worst name for a mortgage company. But how about this? This is what just came out on Friday, and that is 2 million people have had their data compromised. Now, here's the worst part about this right now is that you've got not only Mr. Cooper, but they do servicing for they're a wholesale servicer, meaning that they do the billing for other companies. So with that, you've got all these different places: United Wholesale Mortgage, Lakeview Mortgage, Veterans United, USAA, Right Path Servicing, Wind Trust Mortgage, Patio, all saw links that were connected to Mr. Cooper right now. So what did they take? Your name, your address, your social, your income. Some of them had applications in the mortgages. Think you put your bank information on that? This is going to be ridiculous. There are going to be so many lawsuits as a result of the Mr. Cooper thing that will come out. It will just be the beginning of this. But what do we do to protect ourselves? You know, we've talked about this. You know, you have to make sure that you have the data backed up. All of these people were cloud-based. None of them had paper statements. So for all you people that sit there and go, gonna not kill the trees, Dan, it's ridiculous. The people that were all had this were Google cloud-based, and they all were victims because of the not having paper statements. If that's a reason not to have a paper statement, to have a paper statement, I don't know what is. But let me know what you think about this so far, because it's only getting worse right now. And these problems right now with the mortgage companies are just getting compounded on a weekly basis right now. I'm gonna finish this video with these last few stories. I always tell you guys to get side hustles, and there's a great story below talking about how the best side hustle right now is OnlyFans. It's not Instacart or going to DoorDash. It's setting up an OnlyFans account, an adult private account. Wow, okay, there's that. Next thing is, remember the Odysseus moon lander? Well, guess what? It tipped over when it landed. And we may not get the data out of from the moon that we thought we'd get. Again, conspiracy theorists are freaking out. I love this. They're just like, see, it was fake. Totally fake. The thing landed. It was a total joke. Absolutely upset. So Toyota's recalling 280,000 SUVs because when they are locked, they may creep forward and hit somebody. So that's awful. Final story. A man is accused of eavesdropping on his wife's conversations for British Petroleum. She was working from home and Tyler Loudon heard that British Petroleum may be purchasing Travel Centers of America. And he bought over $46,000 worth of shares and made himself $1.76 million illegally. And again, because he told somebody and because he eavesdropped on his wife's conversation that were considered privileged for the stock. So again, insider trading, he's been charged. He's got a problem on his hands to say the least. But, isn't that crazy? So listen to his wife up to the door and he gets nailed for that. Please do not forget to hit the like button. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Thank you for everything that you guys have mailed me, the cards, letters, gifts. I truly appreciate it. I really do. This is going to be the best year of my life. I hope you guys make it a good year too. Don't forget to join the email list. If you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. I appreciate each and every one of you. Let's make 2024 the best year ever.